You're tuned to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. Tonight, we're going to take you through the early years of Eric Clapton. We're calling this a Clapton retrospective. So we're going to start out with the Yardbirds, the first group that he did professional recordings with. We're going to hear a song called I Ain't Got You.
We'll be right back.
John Mayall with Eric Clapton on lead guitar doing the Freddie King song Hideaway from the album Blues Breakers. And that was really a quantum leap from the Yardbirds. Yardbirds turned out to be sort of a pop group, and Eric really wanted to be more of a blues purist. So he actually, legend has it that he spent about a year holed up in a bedroom just practicing. And whether there's some truth to that, but it's sort of legendary at the same time. But he certainly went from being a, you know, pretty good guitarist, nothing that special. According to John Mayall, I think he once said that he was unremarkable. But by the time he played with John Mayall, my goodness, he just took off. And that's where he got the moniker God. He saw things painted all over London, Clapton as God, which is kind of over the top. But in any event, so Eric Clapton started with the Yardbirds, went on with John Mayall. And not too long after he was with John Mayall doing mostly clubs, but at least one recording and little miscellaneous recordings here and there. He once sat down in a club with Ginger Baker, who was the drummer in the Graham Bond Organization, and the two of them put their heads together and realized that they wanted to form a trio of just Ginger on drums, Eric on guitar, and a bass player. And they realized that the bass player pretty much had to be Jack Bruce, who actually had a very, very stormy relationship with Ginger Baker, and it's never actually cured itself. It's even in their 70s or whatever they are, they're still at it. But in any event, Cream was the result of that. Now, we're going to play two tracks from Cream. The first, a studio recording, and then we're going to play a live recording because they were best known for their live performances. And so we're going to start out, first of all, with the studio recording from Wheels of Fire, White Room.
Station. Black roof country, no gold payment, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. Dawnlight smile on you leaving my contentment. Tired starving. I'll sleep.
I'm happiest when I play my guitar. Something I just cannot be found. Yeah.
Supreme with NSU recorded live. And we started that set off with from Wheels of Fire, White Room. Two examples of Cream's music, one studio and one their famous live performances. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And this week we're doing a retrospective, the early years of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. After the break, Blind Faith.
Just like I never looked before.
Blind Faith with Presence of the Lord, the first song written solely by Eric Clapton, recorded and commercially released. And that was as a result of two separate events. One was that the infamous police inspector Pilcher, who was after the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and then he was after Eric Clapton for alleged drug possession. And he was since then disbarred and discredited. But in the meantime, Eric was, you know, under pressure, thinking he was next. And when he finally found some sort of sanctuary and relief from that situation, he wrote Presence of the Lord, which was also combined with another sort of religious experience with a fan that had given him a poster of Jimi Hendrix. And inside of it, he found a picture of someone else, Jesus, I think. And so he figured he found the Lord. So he wrote Presence of the Lord. Good song, though, sung by Steve Winwood. But Blind Faith didn't last that long. One album and one tour. And they broke up. And during that tour, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends opened for them for much of the tour. And Eric found himself kind of hanging around with Delaney and Bonnie, especially Delaney, a lot of the time, and getting to know each other and becoming friends. And he really just liked their sort of groove, you know, the soulful kind of approach that they had to music. And he relished the prospect of just playing in a group where he's not the lead guitarist. He's not part of a trio or a quartet where everybody expects him to be God, you know. And so he actually went on tour with them throughout England. And this was one of the results. Delaney and Bonnie and Friends on tour with Eric Clapton here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're doing a retrospective of early Clapton. So after that tour with Delaney and Bonnie, they decided to settle into the studio. And the result was the first solo Eric Clapton album. And most of the songs were written by Delaney Bramlett and Eric Clapton. And here is one. It Rain from Eric Clapton's first solo album released in 1970. Certainly a collaboration between Eric and Delaney Bramlett, but also other members of Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, including what became the Derek and the Dominoes band, Bobby Whitlock, Jim Gordon, and Carl Radel. And what happened was Bobby was kind of hanging around with Eric at his house in England called Hurtwood Edge for weeks and, in fact, months. And they ended up writing some songs together. And then Bobby had this idea to get together a band with some of the core members of Delaney and Bonnie, whom they were not playing with anymore. And the result was Derek and the Dominoes and the album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. So after the break, we're going to play a track from that album.
Stay. I'd rather go back.
gotta be a fool to understand.
Yes.
To bring your woman back home after she's left you for another. You gotta be a...
Any Day from Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs, a song written by Bobby Whitlock and Eric Clapton. Now, after that album and some touring by Derek and the Dominoes, we didn't actually hear much from Eric for about 3 years. He became a hermit, actually became a heroin addict as a result of his unrequited love for Patty Harrison, wife of George Harrison. Of course, that's who the song Layla was written about, and he did other songs related to her, Bell Bottom Blues, Have You Ever Loved a Woman? But Derek and the Dominoes went into an abyss, not so much because of unrequited love or drug problems, but really because of interpersonal problems within the band. So again, we didn't hear much from Eric until Pete Townsend helped to organize a concert at the Rainbow Theater in London at the behest of Eric's girlfriend, Alice Gormley, whose father was a member of Parliament. And so here's a song from that album.
Thank you.
Roll It Over from Eric Clapton's Rainbow Concert, a song that Derek and the Dominoes had been working on when they were recording what would never became their second album. But then fast forward a couple of years to 1974, and Eric Clapton is cured of his heroin addiction and is eager to play again. And we're going to hear a song from 461 Ocean Boulevard, penned by George Terry. Was Mainline Florida from Eric's comeback album 461 Ocean Boulevard, released in 1974, and the beginning of his solo career in earnest that has never stopped since then. You've been listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We've been on a retrospective of the early Eric Clapton, from the Yardbirds through John Mayall, Cream, Blind Faith, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, Eric's first solo album, Derek and the Dominoes, and all the way up to 461 Ocean Boulevard, the beginning of Eric's solo career. Up next is E-Town, then the Midweek Jam, then Keller Cellar. Meanwhile, let's listen to some George Harrison, Eric Clapton on lead guitar.